Welcome to Sportsman's Park in St. Louis, for the game between the Cleveland Indians and the St. Louis Browns. Here are the starting lineups. For the Cleveland Indians. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Johnny Burnett. Batting second. The right fielder, Dick Porter. Batting third. The center fielder, Earl Averill. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Ed Morgan. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Joe Vosmick. Batting sixth. The second baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting seventh. The catcher, Glenn Myatt. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Willie Kaum. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Mel Harder. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, Mel Harder. For the St. Louis Browns. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting second. The first baseman, Jack Burns. Batting third. The left fielder, Goose Goslin. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Red Kress. Batting fifth. The second baseman, Ski Melillo. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Buck Stanton. Batting seventh. The catcher, Benny Bengo. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jim Levy. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Bob Cooney. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Bob Cooney. And now, play ball. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett takes first base on ball four. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards third. Kress fields it and throws to first for the out. Burnett moves to second. One out. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill hits a fly ball into right field. Stanton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan takes first base on ball four. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick takes first base on ball four. Burnett moves to third. Morgan moves to second. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a pop-up towards short. Levy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte takes first base on ball four. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a pop-up towards third. Kaum juggles the ball. That's an error on Kaum. Goslin moves to third. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Indians nothing, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. One out. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Kaum moves to second. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. Burnett hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Com scores. Harder moves to second. It's 1-0, Indians. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-1 in the game. Porter is called out on strikes. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-1 in the game. Averill hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Buck Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Bengo. The throw from Myatt and he is out, Hodapp applying the tag. Two outs. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Myatt settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 1, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Vosmick hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0-1 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to second. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 0-1 in the game. Myatt hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Vosmick scores. Hodapp moves to third. It's 2-0, Indians. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney fires to first and picks off Myatt. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Com hits a fly ball into right field. Stanton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Bob Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 0-0 in the game. With a walk. Shult hits a fly ball into center field. Averill settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 0-1 in the game. Burns hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-1 in the game, with a single. Harder hits a ball on the ground towards short. Levy scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Burnett takes first base on ball 4. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0 for 2 in the game. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Lovey fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 1 in the game. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 1 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Buck Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0 for 1 in the game. Stanton hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0 for 2 in the game. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Morgan hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Vosmick takes first base on ball 4. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Hodapp hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Vosmick moves to third. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Myatt hits a ball on the ground towards first. Burns scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Myatt for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Indians 2, and the Browns nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bengo hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Levy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Levy is 0 for 1 in the game. Levy is called out on strikes. Two outs. Bob Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 0 for 1 in the game. Cooney hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Schult hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Cooney moves to second. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Burns hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Burns reaches second base with a double. Cooney scores. Schult goes all the way around to score. It's Indians, 2, Browns, 2. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Goslin is walked intentionally. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0 for 2 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Burns scores. Goslin moves to third. It's 3-2, Browns. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0 for 2 in the game. Melillo hits a pop-up towards third. Com settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians 2. The Indians will come to bat. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kaum hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Gosselin. Kaum reaches second base with a double. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harder bunts towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to first for the out. Kaum moves to third. One out. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got one RBI. Burnett hits a line drive towards right. Stanton chases it down, and drops it. That's an error on Stanton. Kaum scores. Burnett moves to second. That run is unearned. It's Indians, 3, Browns, 3. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 0-for-3 in the game. Porter hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Burnett scores. That run is unearned. It's 4-3, Indians. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-3 in the game. Averill hits a fly ball into left field. Gosselin settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. With a walk. Morgan is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 3. The Browns will come to bat. Buck Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stanton hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Averill. Stanton reaches second base with a double. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bengo hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Stanton scores. It's Indians, 4, Browns, 4. Tom Jenkins pinch hits for Jim Levy. Tom Jenkins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jenkins hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Bob Cooney is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooney is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cooney hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Ed Grimes now playing third base. Red Kress now playing shortstop. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and two walks. Vosmick hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Cooney fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. Hodapp hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Melillo settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Kaum is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kaum is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Kaum hits a ball on the ground into right center field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to third. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Kaum. The throw from Bengo and he is safe. Kaum steals second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Harder takes first base on ball four. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Burnett hits a line drive towards short. Kress reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. Porter settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 4, and the Browns 4. The Indians will come to bat. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Shult. Porter reaches second base with a double. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 0-for-4 in the game. Averill hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Stanton. Averill reaches second base with a double. Porter scores. It's 5-4, Indians. Ed Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-3 in the game. With a walk. Morgan takes first base on ball 4. Raleigh Stiles now pitching. Joe Vosmick is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Vosmick is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Vosmick bunts towards first. Burns scoops it up and throws to first, with Melillo covering, for the out. Averill moves to third. Morgan moves to second. One out. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Averill scores. Morgan moves to third. It's 6-4, Indians. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 3-for-4 in the game, with three singles. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Morgan scores. It's 7-4, Indians. Glenn Myatt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Myatt is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Myatt hits a fly ball into right field. Stanton settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Willie Com is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Com is 3-for-4 in the game, with two singles and a double. Com hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Hodapp moves to second. Mel Harder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Harder is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Harder strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 4. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett can't make a play. That's a base hit. Ski Melillo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Melillo is 0-for-3 in the game. Melillo takes first base on ball 4. Kress moves to second. Buck Stanton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stanton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. Stanton hits a pop-up towards short. Burnett settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Benny Bengo is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bengo is 2-for-3 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Bengo hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress scores. Melillo moves to third. It's 7-5, Indians. Ed Grimes is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Grimes hits a ball on the ground towards short. Burnett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 5. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Burnett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burnett is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and two walks. He's got two RBIs. Burnett hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Dick Porter is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Porter is 2-for-5 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got one RBI. Porter hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Earl Averill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Averill is 1-for-5 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Averill hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Melillo scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Indians 7, and the Browns 5. The Browns will come to bat. Larry Betancourt pinch hits for Raleigh Styles. Larry Betancourt is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Betancourt hits a ball on the ground towards third. Com fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Fred Shult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shult is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Shult hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Jack Burns is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Burns is 2-for-4 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got two RBIs. Burns hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Harder can't make a play. That's a base hit. Shult moves to second. Goose Goslin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Goslin is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Goslin hits a ball on the ground between the mound and first base. Harder scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Goslin for the out. Shult moves to third. Burns moves to second. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 2-for-4 in the game, with two singles. He's got one RBI. Kress strikes out. The game is over. The final score, Cleveland Indians, 7, and St. Louis Browns, 5. Goodbye from Sportsman's Park in St. Louis.